You're listening to The Drive with Jack Ebeling.
Just trying to grind through camp here. Good fundamentals, build our conditioning, just keep getting better every day.
SpotlightMediaStudios.com.
Welcome back to The Drive with Jack, the Spotlight Radio Network. Jack Ebeling here with my producer today, Doug Warren. Doug, we've been doing this a long time. And something else I've been doing a long time, besides making people mad, and that is running the Heisman Trophy for the state of Michigan. This is year 37. And one of the toughest parts of that is finding balance among the voters. We need minority representation. We need to have men and women voting. And frankly, it's been difficult some years, not this year, to find qualified, experienced female voters. So I'm always happy when I see young women coming up in the profession, whether it's sports writing or sports casting. More of them, I think, want to be sports casters. Everyone wants to be on ESPN, right? But when I see someone who wants to be a sports writer, really wants to pay her dues and learn from the ground up, I get a smile on my face. And we have two of them with us today. I say this is kind of the future of the biz. I hope so. And I'm going to take them in the order that I got to know them. And the first one is Madeline, a.k.a. Maddie Warren. And I knew her back when we were just getting started on this show, Doug. Not because she's your daughter.
Yeah.
But because I'll never forget a Rose Bowl trip when we were walking around Santa Monica Pier and she was ready to fight anybody who was wearing Stanford red. Maddie, did you ever think that I would be interviewing you on a radio show?
No, I mean, obviously I've been listening for a long time and so I'm honored that you asked me today. Glad to finally be on as a guest.
Well, you have with you the state news offices, Melanie Savarensky, and I didn't know Melanie until Wednesday night. But Jim Stark and I are wandering around the Joyce Center, lost as usual, almost as lost as a Michigan State basketball team had just been. And Melanie comes up and she asks a question. I don't know if we really answered it, but then she introduced herself, and she said she knew a little bit about what we would do, and I was very impressed. Melanie, I was more impressed with you than I was with the Spartans Wednesday night.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm very happy to be here. Very excited, especially with Maddie here.
Melanie, you're Farmington Hills, right? You went to North Farmington?
Correct.
And Maddie Hazlitt for you?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
East Lansing native.
East Lansing? You got it. Okay. So how did you get inspired to do this? Maddie, I know that you've covered lots of different things at the state news. You've covered administration. You've covered other things before you worked your way into sports. And now covering this hockey team. What a sensational turnaround. How much of it is due to you?
Yeah, I obviously had a lot of experience covering the administration. I did news for a while, and then my senior year coming in, I was like, you know, I just want to get as much experience as possible before graduation, and we had some openings on sports desk, and we kind of joked last year. I was like, because a lot of people on sports desk knew that I was big into sports, and I was always joking, like, I'll move to sports desk. And then summer came, and I was like, maybe I will. Maybe I actually will. And there's openings, and so I applied and got on as a GA reporter first. And they were, I was lucky enough to get the hockey beat. And, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to say that I'm the reason that they've had success, but maybe, you know, I have always had good luck with football games. Had like a 10-year streak for a while.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. They're obviously having an impressive season so far.
Did your dad tell you, don't mess around with sports, do something meaningful?
No, I think he was always very supportive. I think he already knew that I knew what it was like, the industry.
Hey, Doug, did you ever think we'd have your daughter on this show?
Not until this summer when I knew that she was going to be doing this. I knew that she enjoyed, you know, covering other things. And with all my kids, I don't really have ever tried to push them into being in sports or following sports or anything. She just kind of came about it between me and her mother. So it's cool. And the fact that, she gets to cover hockey is kind of unique, too. One of the most enjoyable times I ever had was covering the team back in 07. So I'm very happy for her, very proud of her, obviously.
I wandered into Breslin for a volleyball match, and there she's covering that, too. So pretty versatile. When you think about what you have seen and the opportunities you've had, you job shadowed me for a day going back. I remember that. How has this experience opened your eyes to what it's all about and what the potential is for a career?
Yeah, so obviously I've had some good mentors over the years watching your show grow. I definitely think the switch at first, it was like, wow, like this is what it's really like. And I've had so much fun so far. And I don't know, now I have a public relations minor. And so now I just have been opened up, obviously graduating soon. The doors have opened even more for possible career opportunities. So yeah, I just think working in sports is definitely something that would be an option for me.
Yeah, the doors that open are seldom the ones that you knock on first. So it's good to keep your eyes open because you can get somewhere a lot of different ways.
Right.
Melanie, I want to talk a little bit about your path, and you're a senior too, right? You're going to be graduating in the spring?
Yes.
Okay. When did you know that this is what you wanted to do, and how did you go about doing it?
Yeah, so I started, I've always really loved writing. It wasn't until my junior year of high school when I got involved with our school newspaper, and I took a liking to that. I felt really confident doing it. I felt really good about what I was doing. And then I kind of fell out of it coming to Michigan State. I was doing nothing to do with journalism, like totally different stuff. And then
What brought you back?
I took a class that I really liked, and I decided to apply to work at the State News off a whim. And I started on campus desk, similar to Maddie, and really liked it. And then had the same mindset as her. I was like, you know what? I like sports, and I want to try something else out. Applied to do sports desk last year, and yeah, the rest is history. And I just really love. There's no better feeling than covering a game, and it's something that really makes me feel really good and really exciting. I think that's how I know that's what I want to do.
Melanie, what challenges have you faced as female in this business? And I know that you're not drawing a big paycheck yet, but when you think about the potential, what are some of the hurdles that you know that you're going to have to clear?
Yeah, I mean, I think definitely just proving myself, you know, proving my work compared to others and my male counterparts, but everyone else. We're really lucky this is, I think, one of the first sports desks at the State News where there was actually more women on the desk than there are men.
Wow.
So that's pretty groundbreaking and impressive.
Yeah.
I think Jenna,
she's with The Athletic now, right?
Jenna? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes.
I think so.
Yeah.
When I think about women in this business, it seems like now there are more places willing to give them a chance. So that's a plus. But they're held to a higher standard, and there's an unforgiving nature. It's almost like people are waiting to say, well, see, she can't do it. But when young women come into this business and they apply themselves and they ask the right questions and they find mentors, and I've seen it happen over and over and over. I remember when Nicole Arbach at the University of Michigan, you know, she's kind of wandered in and she winds up the Michigan Daily, and now here she is, and she's in the National Sports Media Association, you know, Hall of Fame, and amazing the things that can happen for people who persevere. Maddie, I don't think perseverance has ever been your problem, right?
I try. It's, yeah.
All right. What about the challenges you face with the people that you have to report on? Melanie, what's it like with Tom Izzo? You never know exactly what mood he's going to be in. And when you have to ask him a question, how intimidating can that be?
Yeah, it's definitely been a learning experience. Just building that confidence, you know, with all the other beat reporters to, you know, come forward and ask my questions. I would say I'm still working on it, you know, still working on, you know, getting in there, getting the audio and, you know, asking what is on my mind. But so far it's been a really good experience and great, great learning experience.
Maddie, I've heard you at the Monday pressers asking questions of Adam Nightingale. What's it like covering him? He was just a guest on the show the other day.
Yeah, I mean, obviously he is very familiar with the Michigan State hockey program. I think a lot of the newer coaches that Alan Haller have brought in, maybe the younger ones, I think they have a pretty good relationship with the media. I think they're always very friendly and willing to answer questions. Obviously, Coach Mia Johnson with the volleyball team, she's always very eager with the reporters, like, who's got questions? I think it's great. Obviously, it's helpful to me and Melanie as young reporters, kind of that welcoming, less intimidating environment. But, yeah, Nightingale, he's always willing to answer questions. And, yeah, it's been great so far.
Well, when we talk about those questions, you both have an assignment here, okay? You know, just to get to come on the show and I don't ask you to do something. I want to hear you both ask a question this weekend. Maddie, that probably won't be too tough for you. You've got a chance tonight and tomorrow with Michigan State facing Minnesota in the first place showdown. And Melanie, you got a couple days to come up with a good question for Tom Izzo after the Northwestern game.
Sounds good.
I want to talk to both of you about the age bracket you're in as with the people you're covering. When you're a fossil, people look at you a little differently, but these are your contemporaries you're covering. Maddie, did you know any of the hockey players before you started covering the team?
I did not. Honestly, last year I knew very little about the team besides from hearing about our former hockey reporters, Alex Faber, and our now sports editor, Sam Spahr. So I would always peek in on their stories, but didn't know any of the players before.
Would it have helped you or hurt you if you had known some of the players?
I mean, I think it's always nice to, when being, you know, unbiased, to not know your sources. So we always talk about that, obviously. No preconceived notions.
Right. Melanie, what about you? Did you know any of the Michigan State basketball players before you started covering the team?
None of them, you know, personally. I knew most of them, you know, just from, you know, following the team. But I will say I think it's helpful that we are in that same age bracket because I think it creates, like, a sense of comfort for the players, and that's something I've picked up on. Just talking to a fellow student, I think that builds, you know, a relationship there. And I wouldn't say I've built those relationships yet, but I would say that I'm beginning to. And I think that's a plus for the team.
Okay. One other thing, Maddie, do you know Neil Koepke?
I know of him. I have yet to introduce myself fully, but yes,
okay,
he is always in the press box.
Weekend, though, right?
Yes, he has always been in there, and he is usually, obviously he's not covering the team this season, but he's been in the press box talking to the SID and the other reporters. So yeah, he's very nice and great.
He's forgotten more hockey than most of us know. I call him my human hockey website. He's been covering college hockey for more than 50 years, and he knows about you. Of course, he knows your dad. But he was asking me about that, and I think he's waiting for you to approach him. So when you do, if you are a sponge, you will learn more college hockey than you could imagine. And if you ever have a question during a game, he's not doing anything else important. You can feel free to bother him.
Yes, so, I will be sure to do that this weekend.
Yeah. All right. What about the future here? Melanie, you talked about jobs and being willing to or wanting to leave the state of Michigan. How are you going to conduct this campaign to get your first real break?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. It's Maddie and I talk about it all the time lately. Getting to know people, you know, getting to know people in the field and, you know, being an advocate for myself and for my work and just improving. I mean, already being on the men's basketball beat, I feel like my work has grown immensely so far this season. And I think it will continue as the season goes on. So I'm looking forward to it. It's not going to be easy, you know, getting my foot in the door of the real professional world, but I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. When you think about covering Tom Izzo and the opportunity to cover Michigan State men's basketball, there are a lot of people who say, wow, that's a pretty cool deal. And it can be, but the important part of it is to take everything you can from it. And when you go out to apply for jobs, that will catch people's attention. So will the fact that if people could call Tom Izzo and say, do you know Melanie Savarinsky? And he can say, yeah, she's bright. She did a good job covering the team. Not that you want him to be giving as a reference for you, but a lot of people know people in this business. And if a reporter goes through and the coach doesn't know who the reporter is, then the reporter has some work to do. So make sure that people know you. Don't say things just to get attention, to become the story. But make sure they know you, and they will appreciate that. And he kind of takes attendance. He looks around to see who's there, who's asking questions. Every time he turns around when they have player availability or open practice, does he see those faces? And then once in a while he'll say, hey, who is that? Who's that new person from the state news? Or so he'll pay attention. And Maddie, the same for you. I don't think I have to tell you this, but would you say if I asked Adam Nightingale about you, he would know who you were?
I sure hope so. But I don't know if he, reads, probably doesn't read our stuff, but, you know.
Well, I think it gets in front of him.
Yeah.
You know, he probably doesn't get there first thing and gets to the office. I got to read what Maddie said.
You know. Right.
But I do think that he'll pay attention. So, again, you know, being there is half the battle. And it's great when you can do the job. You have to be able to do the job. But networking and knowing people who can help you get a chance to do the job is just as important. I want to thank both of you for being with us. This was kind of fun. And hey, Doug, in 10 years, when we're reading their stuff, we're going to be able to say, you know, remember when we had them both on the show together?
We'll be on CBC and TNT and all kinds of stuff. We watch them on TV someday.
Exactly. All right. Thanks to Melanie Savarinsky and Maddie Warren. from the State News, part of a new breed covering collegiate athletics and sports in general. We will be right back in just a couple minutes. Mike O'Hara will join us from DetroitLions.com. Spent decades with the Detroit News. And then Chase Michelson will be with us from the Westgate Hotel in Las Vegas. He's usually with us on Thursdays, but he had an emergency yesterday. Had to get to the hospital with someone. So he'll be with us a little bit later. And then Jay Green, proud Flintstone, former MSU receiver. We'll be right back.